各位平安。
Peace to all of you.
Yes. And the grace of God as well. My Chinese reaches its limit very quickly. Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
We thank you for bringing us here, Lord. Though it's cold outside, it is warm in your presence.
天父，我们感谢你把我们带到殿中，虽然外面非常的寒冷，里面却是非常的温暖。
And into your gracious presence we boldly come because we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
天父，就是因为你的恩典，我们才能来到你的殿中，因为耶稣基督的这个救恩。
It is through faith we have come to Christ.
是因为我们信我们的信心我们才来到这个基督里
And we thank you for that faith, Lord.
主我们就是谢谢你给我们这样的信心
And we pray, O Lord, you renew us in that faith day by day for our whole life.
主啊我们就是祈求你每一天都给我们一个重新的信心
May our faith be like the air we breathe.
我们祈求这个信心就好像我们每天呼吸的空气一样。
Something so vital for us, we cannot leave it for even a minute.
就好像这是空气一样对我们身体的重要我们每一分钟都不能离开。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你天父。
For this word that we are about to hear from you.
我们谢谢你将要赐给我们的话语。
Make our hearts ready.
让我们的心就是准备领受
And our minds ready
让我们的这个灵也准备领受
To hear, receive, and to live your word in our life
去听你的话并且能够接受你的话并且能够行你的话
In Jesus' name we pray
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen. Amen What is worth investing your life in?
有什么值得倾注你的一生来追求呢
Centering your life on
你生命的中心是什么呢
I know when students come from overseas they usually have their life centered on their studies
我知道从海外来的留学生他们基本上把他们的生活的中心放在学习求学上面
And that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
这是很明显的，对吧？
It's so much the center of their life that they moved from their homeland to come overseas and study here.
因为求学是如此的重要，他们宁愿从海外很远的地方来到这里来学求学。
So their studies order the schedule of their life.
他们的这个求学就成为他们生命的重心。
Determine where they live.
决定了他们在哪里居住。
And is the major expense of their pocketbook.
也是他们这个费用的一个最主要的支出。
But education is so limited.
但是这个学习也是非常的有限。
Going to Harvard or U Lowell doesn't tell you how to love your wife.
去哈佛或者是去这个Lowell 的这UMass 的大学并不能教你如何爱你的太太
Going to seminary did not teach me how to shepherd
去神学院求学学习也不能够完全教会我如何牧养
Parents typically invest their lives in their children
父母就是把他们的身心都倾注在他们的儿女上面
The schedule is centered around their schedule.
他们的这个每日的行程日程都是根据儿女的日程来定。
The financial investments are for their education.
他们把很多的这个金钱上的储备就是为他们儿女以后的上大学。
But we quickly find that children have their own way.
但是我们很快就发现我们的儿女他们要有他们自己的道路。
And all too soon, they leave home.
然后很快他们就会离开我们的家。
We can center our lives on our work, but work is fleeting.
我们也可以把我们生活的中心放在我们的工作上面，但是这个工作是非常非常的节奏很快。
In the last year, many of us even have been laid off because of the economy.
在去年的时候，很多弟兄姊妹就是因为经济不好而被公司解雇。
And a life for work leaves little room for other people.
如果我们把生活重心放在工作上面的话，我们就是没有留下空间给其他的。
You could center your life on money, but you can't eat money.
我们也可以把生活的重心放在金钱上面，但是我们知道金钱是不能够吃的。
Recently, my wife and I had a conversation with a man who has responsibility to oversee $12 trillion. I didn't say billion, trillion.
最近有幸我和我太太与一位很有权的人有过一段的这个交谈。这个人呢，他实际上掌管着12万亿美元的这么多的这个资产。
To put this in perspective, that's 80% of the entire U.S. economy.
那给更具体的说，它实际上相当于美国这个金融80%的美国金融的这样的一个size.
Now this is all debt money.
Debt money. 这些都是借债得来的钱。
So when Lehman Brothers went out of business, he received all their assets and is overseeing them.
So, 这个 Lehman Brothers 破产以后的话，他就接管了他们所有的资产。
So that is only a fraction of the money he is overseeing right now.
而那只是其中他就是掌管的这资产的一部分。
So we asked him.
所以我们就问他。
What about gold?
那金子怎么样?
Is now a good time to invest in gold?
现在是不是好的时间去买金子呢?
He said, that's a very difficult question.
他说那是一个很困难的问题。
That depends on what value is.
那个跟金子的价值有直接的关系。
And the summary of his answer basically is nothing, nothing retains value.
他最后的总结是没有任何东西能够保值。
And the famine people will trade 100 pounds of gold for a piece of bread.
实际上有的人他愿意把100磅的金子用来换一片面包。
When stocks are doing well, the value of gold goes down and vice versa.
当这个股市往上走的时候，金子的价值就往下走，或者这倒过来也是这样。
And when people lose security in the government, everything goes down.
当人们对这个政府的这个安全感失去以后，所有的事情都往下走。
So what is worth centering your life around?
所以有什么东西值得成为你生命的中心呢？
Paul in this passage is saying Christ is worth centering your life around.
保罗在我们刚才听到的经文里面就说，基督是值得我们生命的全部的中心。
Paul certainly believed that Jesus is a worthy center.
保罗完全的坚信，耶稣是我们生命的中心。
This is the testimony of Paul's life.
这实际上就是保罗他自己生命的见证。
When he received Christ as his Lord,
当他接受基督作为他的救主的时候，
his whole life became oriented toward Christ.
他整个生命就变化，以基督为中心的生命，
centered around him.
完全就是作为他生命的中心。
His every goal was to serve his master.
他每一个目标都是为了侍奉他的主。
So his every financial resource,
也包括他的金钱方面的资源。
His every skill,
他的这个各样的技能。
His schedule,
他的日程。
Wherever he lived,
他在什么地方住。
All was determined by Christ's will for his life.
所有这些都是由基督的旨意在他生命中这样来定的。
Now that in itself doesn't prove that Christ is a worthy center, but it does prove that Paul really believes what he is preaching.
那这并不证明就是基督是最值得做我们生命中间的中心，但是它证明了保罗就是完全的坚信基督就是他生命的中心。
And in this passage, in verse 1, Paul talks about that he has a great struggle for the Colossians.
在我们读到的这第一节经文的时候，这里面提到保罗他就是为他所爱的这个弟兄姊妹的这样的尽心竭力。
He is putting forth much effort and prayer and emotional investment in them.
他对这些弟兄姊妹倾注了他的各样的这样的精力。
So that he might remind them in verse 6 that Christ is to be the center of their life.
也包括祷告，所以以至于他希望他们能够被提醒是耶稣基督应该是他们生命中间的中心。
Twice he warns them in this passage not to be deceived.
有两次他警告这些弟兄姊妹不要被其他的所迷惑。
Verse 4 he says, I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments.
在第四节里面他说到我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
And then in verse 8 he says, See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human traditions, according to the elemental spirit of the world, not according to Christ.
在第八节里面他又再次提到你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们挪去。
Paul is trying to assure that they do not lose Christ as the center of their life.
保罗就是想要提醒他们，让他们有一个这个纯正的信仰，不要把耶稣基督的不当作中心。
And he's doing this because he certainly believes Christ is a worthy center.
他这样做也正是证明了他自己就是以耶稣基督作为中心的这样的生命。
He has also told us that there are great benefits to centering your life in Christ.
他也同时告诉他们，实际上把耶稣基督作为生命的中心有非常重要的意义。
Now what does it mean when he says walk in Christ?
当他说行在基督里，他具体是指的什么呢？
On the one hand, it means to put your life in Christ.
一方面它指的是就是把你的生活生命放在基督里。
On the other hand, it means, as I've been saying all along, to center your life around Christ.
另外一方面的意思是把你生活的中心放在基督里。
Christ is the hub of the will of our life.
基督就好像是我们这个生命这个生命的这个中心站中心枢纽一样。
And the hub is the part that moves as the car goes forward.
是好像是这个两个轮子中间的这个桥梁或者是轴承这样的。带动这个车子往前走。
And wherever that hub goes, the wheel rotates around it and goes with it.
不管这个中心往哪儿走，这个轮子就会跟着它走。
This is a rather literal picture of what Paul means when he says walk in Christ.
这个只是一个比较形象的比喻，当保罗说行在基督里。
And we can see that there are great benefits to walking in Christ.
我们也可以看见当我们行在基督里的时候有 各式各样的这个福气和好处。
This phrase walk in Christ is virtually the same as the Old Testament phrase walk in the Lord.
这个行在基督里实际上跟旧约里面与主同行实际上是非常的是一样的。
Enoch walked with the Lord and then he was no more.
以诺他在旧约里面就是与主同行的这样一个人。
In other words, he did not die. He was taken into the presence of God.
他因为这样与主同行，他实际上最后没有死，他是活了300多年以后被主接去了。
That's a pretty good benefit for walking in the Lord.
这是一个很好的这样的一个好处。
Abraham walked in the Lord.
亚伯拉罕他也是一个与主同行的人。
And as I shared with the leadership, the church council yesterday, what did Abraham do?
昨天我在跟我们长执会一起分享的时候，我就问他们，亚伯拉罕他到底做了什么？
Abraham trusted God.
Abraham 完全的相信神。
And because he trusted God,
因为他相信神。
He went to the promised land that was not yet his, raised a bunch of sheep, and had a couple of children, and then he died.
他去了这个被应许那个之地，实际上当时还不是最后的这个应许之地。那他在那儿的话，养了一些羊，然后养了一些儿女，最后他死去。
Well, a little more than that.
实际上可能比那个稍微更多一点。
He is made the father of all who follow Christ.
他被所有被称为所有跟随基督人的父亲。
In some sense, you can say he is the father of the church.
有的时候他被称为这个教会的这个父亲。
And we are all his nation.
我们都是这个亚伯拉罕的国度。
And he has received the promised land, except it's a better promised land than the one his eyes could see, the very heavens and earth themselves.
他实际上最后就是到了这个应许之地，比他当时所能够看见的更好，就是这美好的天堂的国度。
In this passage, Paul talks about great encouragement.
在这段经文里面，保罗就是谈到这个非常好的给我们非常好的鼓励。
In verse 2, he explains why he is struggling, that their hearts may be encouraged.
在第二个经文里面，他谈到为什么要叫他们的这个心得安慰。
And there is great encouragement in being in Christ, isn't there?
实际上在我们行在基督里的时候神就给我们有很多很多的这个鼓励。
After all, if Christ is for us, who can be against us?
如果是神是站在我们这一面的话，那么谁能够反对我们呢？
Or as Job put it, even though I may die, yet in my flesh I will praise God.
这个约伯所说的一样，即使我会死，那我的这个肉身的形成的灰也会赞美神。
To walk in Christ is to be tremendously encouraged.
是行在基督里是一个多么好的这样的一个福气。
But he goes on later in verse 2 to talk about that they are to reach all the riches of the full assurance of understanding.
在第二个经文里面，他继续的提到，就是以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心。
What assurance is he talking about? What assurance of understanding?
这是多么大的一个应许，这么大的应许他在谈论。
It is the assurance that once saved in Christ, we are always saved. It is the assurance that no one can take us out of Christ's hand, and His hand is in the Father's hand, and no one can take us out of the Father's hand, not even you yourself.
就是这样的一个应许，当我们一次被他的救恩所得着以后，我们永远就会把他的救恩所得着。就好像这个他钉在十字架上，耶稣就是这样的一位神，以至于他和他的父天父永远都不能够被这样隔离。
It is the assurance of understanding that now that I have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ, I don't have to tremble in fear that God might not accept me today or tomorrow.
就他好像是这样的一个大的应许，我们就是披上了天父给我们的公义的这样的衣服，以至于他不再称我们为罪人。
I never had to worry about am I good enough for God.
我们从此不必要再忧虑我们是不是还是一个在神面前是一个好人是一个义人。
But they respond in joy, thank you, Lord.
以至于我们就是可以这样的回应，以非常高兴，我们大大喜悦的回应，谢谢天主。
Because you have saved me, I want to live for you.
因为你的救恩，因为你救赎我，我愿意为你而活。
He goes on to talk about the knowledge of God's will at the end of verse 3.
他继续在第三节里面谈到神的旨意。
Here, among other things, he is talking about knowing the purpose of our life.
他这里面提到我们这个生命的目的。
When we are walking in Christ, we know what God has for us.
当我们行在基督里的时候，我们就知道神为我们的生命所准备的。
Now, I'm not talking about every particular of your life. Don't misunderstand me.
我不是在谈到你生活里面的这种各种各样的小的事情。
You may not know why God put you in the job you have today.
你可能不知道为什么神会把你放在你现在的工作岗位上。
You may not know why God gave you the children you have.
你可能不知道为什么神会把你的这个小孩这样的赐给你。
But you do know.
但是你知道
the overall purpose of your life, and it is not meaningless.
你的生命的目的和意义并不是你的生命并不是没有意义的。
My friends, this is tremendous benefit.
朋友们，这是一个多么大的这个好处和福气。
In Sunday school class last year, we were talking about purpose.
在去年的主日学中间，我们在讨论目的。
What is my purpose? We asked the question.
我们一直在问，还讨论这个问题，我的人生的目的是什么？
We spent 4 weeks looking at this one question. What is my purpose?
我们用了4个星期来探讨这个问题，我人生的目的是什么？
And the first class,We took it to look at what do people in the world have to say about purpose.
在第一堂课的时候，第一个星期我们在讨论，世界上的这些世界上的人他们是怎么样看人生目的这个问题的。
And this is what we found.
这是我们发现的。
Eat.
吃。
Drink.
喝。
Go to work.
工作。
Make money.
赚钱。
Get married.
结婚。
Eat.
吃
drink
喝
sleep
睡觉
go to work
工作
make more money
赚更多的钱
pay bills
付我们的账
have kids
生育小孩
make more money
赚更多的钱
buy more things
买更多的东西
marry the kids off
把我们的小孩也送出去成家
make money
赚钱
spend money
花钱
die
然后最后我们就是进入坟墓
Where is the purpose in that?
我们做这些能看到什么样的目的呢
Why even bother to live?
如果是这样的生活活着有什么意义呢
Christ gives us purpose
基督给我们生命的目的。
Beyond ourselves, he is greater than you and I, or the government, or society.
他是完全的在超过我们，在我们不仅是超过我们，也是超过所有的地上的全度。
And he gives us purpose beyond the grave.
他给我们生命的目的是超过这个坟墓。
So that even if our life does not go the way we want it to go, we do not despair.
所以即使我们的生命不是我们所想象的那样，我们也不会绝望。
My friends, there's tremendous reward in walking in Christ.
朋友们，这里面有极大的丰盛的这个回报，如果我们行在基督里。
Therefore, guard your walk in Christ.
因此你们要谨守你们行在基督里面的心。
guard your walk in Christ.
就是要保守你们这样的心智。
Number one, guard your walk in Christ because this is the very essence of meaning of what it is to be a Christian.
第一，这个为什么要谨守？是因为这是我们作为成为一个基督徒的一个意义。
When you come to faith in Christ, that is the beginning of the journey, the walk.
当你把信心建立在基督里面的时候，这只是我们一个旅程的开始。
You place your life in Christ and you center your life on Him.
你要把你的生命放在基督里，然后把你生活的重心也放在基督里。
When you put your faith in Him, it is the beginning of that walk.
当你把你的信心建在基督里的时候，这个时候就是这样一个旅程的开始。
So when we cease on that walk, we cease living the Christian life.
当我们停止这样的旅途的时候，我们实际上就是停止了一个基督徒的生活。
Guard your walk in Christ because there are threats to that walk in Christ.
我们要谨守我们行在基督里面的心，因为在路途中有很多很多的威胁。
There are threats from the outside world.
在基督的真理里面，真理以外，这个世界上有很多的挑战。
The threats in the outside world are alternate centers for our life.
在这个世界上面有很多的诱惑，他们就是对我们真理的威胁。
Things like money or pleasure or gains or honor or achievement.
事情比如说这个金钱啊，比如说名誉啊，比如说我们喜欢的游戏啊，娱乐啊，这些都是我们生命中间的威胁。
Children, family, education.
我们的这个家庭，小孩，我们小孩子女的教育。
Anything can be put in that center as a threat.
任何事情都可能成为我们生命的中心，而不是基督。
But Paul in this passage is not dealing with alternate centers.
但是保罗在这节经文里面没有就是对待这些其他的这些中心。
Paul is addressing alternate ways of walking in Christ.
保罗他这里谈到是我们应该是怎么样行在基督里。
That is why he says in both verse 4 and in verse 8, not to be deceived, not to be led astray.
这就是为什么他在第四节和第八节里面说到我们不要被其他东西所迷惑。
He is dealing with a threat from within the church itself, within Christianity itself.
他没有谈到就是在世界上面的这些威胁，而谈到是教会里面的这些威胁。
There were brothers and sisters who came into the church and they said, if you're going to be a follower of Christ, you have to be like a Jew.
在那个时候有弟兄姊妹来到教会里面说，如果你们要成为基督的追随者的话，你们就要像犹太人。
You have to be circumcised.
你们要被行隔离。
You can only eat clean food.
你们只能吃干净的食物。
You have to keep the Jewish feast and the certain Sabbath days and pray a certain way.
你们必须要守犹太人所有的这个节日，并且要守这个安息日和要按照犹太人那样的祷告的礼来祷告。
This is a fundamental threat.
这是一个非常这个基础的基本的这样的一个威胁。
Because all of a sudden it's not about what God did for me, it's about what I am doing in my life.
因为突然这个一下就变成我们的中心不再注视神为我们做了什么，而是注视在我们自己在生活中间做了什么。
All of a sudden it's not about we trust GodAnd therefore, we can continue to live our life in Him. It's about, I haven't done good enough, so I need to do more. I need to have more quiet time. I need to have more discipline, or I'm not good enough for God.
突然就好像我们信仰就变成了不是说我们 信靠神，因此我们就是在神里面来行为，而是变成了我不是一个好人，我一定要做好事情，而且我做的还很不够，配不上这个神。
It was a move from faith and peace to works and legalism and guilt.
这个就好像是把我们的信仰带到了这个从以信心为中心的信仰带到了我们以行为为中心的拘泥于这些法律条文为中心的信仰。
And in this way, it was a very threat to the gospel itself.
这些的想法和运动就是对福音的一个直接的挑战。
Such threats did not go away with the passing of Paul.
这样的威胁挑战实际上在保罗以后的话一直都有。
There's always been a tendency within Christianity to measure our life by what we do rather than what God did.
在我们的基督的教义里面的讨论总是有这样的一个倾向，就是神会按照我们的行为来就是来衡量，而不是按他的恩典。
So, for example, for centuries now, the Roman Catholic Church has taught faith plus works.
所以说，那么几百年以来，这个罗马天主教他们就是一直在教导这个信心和行为。
And you want to assuage your, you want to get rid of your guilt, then you have some penances you can do.
如果你想把你的罪赎掉的话。你可以用一些忏悔来把你的罪所赎掉。
You want to be saved, you must belong to the Roman Catholic Church, for there is no salvation outside of the Roman Catholic Church.
如果你想得到救恩的话，你必须要这个参与罗马天主教的这样的教堂，因为这个救恩不在他们天主教教堂以外。
A little closer to home. Coming a little closer to where we are and our heritage.
那我们来谈一下离我们的这个家或者我们教会更近的这些环境里面。
Is the Pietistic movement.
是就是浅信派这样的运动。
And in its attempt to make everything sincere, the Pietistic movement focused on what is outside of us and what we do rather than what's inside and what God has done.
这个浅信派他们的运动是关注在我们人以外的这些事情，而不是关注在我们人心和神对我们的恩典。
So again, it's about prayers and fastings and emotional meditation.
所以说，他又是在关注在我们这个人的行为，比如说我们的这个祷告啊，我们的进食啊。我们的这个灵修关注在我们人的行为上面。
We see this in the charismatic movement.
我们也在灵恩运动的里面也看到了这样的情形。
Simply coming to faith in Christ is not enough. You need a second blessing.
所以说，当你直接的接受耶稣基督做你的救主这样的信心还不够。你还需要在第二次的这个洗礼称为圣灵的礼。
If you really want to be a successful Christian, then you need to speak in tongues, or you need to faint, or have holy laughter. And we even have classes on how to speak in tongues nowadays.
如果你要成为一个真正的基督徒的话，你必须要学会说方言，你要学会怎么样的这种突然的晕倒。实际上他们有很多的组织学在教导如何说方言。
And then there is the movement that gave birth to the charismatic movement.
那实际上在灵恩运动以前的话，有一个教，它实际上是在灵恩派教的这样的一个父亲的这样一个地位。
There is Arminianism and it's focused on conditional salvation.
那就是阿米牛主义，它实际上是倡导有条件的救恩。
In this movement, there is no security in salvation.
在这一个教义里面的话，是 救恩是没有这种完全性或者是这种安全性的。
It depends on how good you are in your life and whether you keep on following Christ. And if you don't, you can lose your salvation.
这救恩是建立在你的行为上面。如果你是行为的不好的话，你的救恩可能会被拿去。
And the end result is a wondering, am I ever good enough?
那么其结果是每个人都会在这样的这想象我自己是不是行为上就是足够的好以至于我能得到救恩。
So I asked us, CBC Jail, a question.
所以说我也问一下我们这个教会这样一个问题。
Are there ways in which we and our tradition, we've been here 20 years, so we have some tradition,Are there ways in which we and our tradition do the same thing?
所以说我们在这个地方已经有20年，那是不是我们也有类似的教会的礼节惯例在形成同样的威胁和挑战呢对于我们的真理。
Are there ways in which we measure our own spiritual maturity and that of others by what they do rather than by the faith in Christ.
是不是我们有的时候也是在衡量自己或者衡量别人的行为而没有把这个救恩关注在神的我们的信心上面。
Now this is a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
这是一个非常困难的事情是吧
Because now we are asking the question of motive, aren't we?
因为我们现在就变成我们在问一个关于这个我们动机的这样的一个问题。
One prays to Christ every day because he has a tremendous thankful heart and a need to commune with God every day.
有人他每天都赞美神，因为他就是有这样的这个需要，有这样的动机。每天要赞美神。
And so because he trusts God, he prays every day.
因为他把信心建立在神上面，所以说他每天都赞美神。
Another person prays every day because if he doesn't pray every day, he might not be good enough.
另外一个人他也许同样会每天赞美神，因为他觉得他如果每天不赞美神的话，他就不是一个好人，或者是他这个行为就不好的足够。
And for the person standing outside looking at both of them, they're both praying. How can you tell the difference?
那对于外人来说的话，你看到他们两个人同时都有同样的行为，那没有什么差别。
One is walking in Christ by human effort and work, the other is walking in Christ through faith.
两个人都好像行在基督里，一个呢是在信心里面行在基督里，另外一个呢是靠自己的行为。
And so you have to ask your own heart, what is my motive?
所以说你必须要问自己心里面这样一个问题，你的动机是什么？
Where is my trust?
你的信心在哪里？
And so again I ask the question.
所以那我就是这样的再问一个这样问题。对。
Are there ways in which we
有没有这样的办法我们
replace faith with works?
就是把我们的行为用信心来代替。
My friends,
朋友们
The CBC Jail leadership has chosen Walk in Christ as the theme for this year.
那我们教会的领导层我们决定用行在基督里作为我们今年教会的主题。
It is a tremendously important theme.
这是一个非常极大重要的主题。
And it is one that will take a year for us to really explore and understand.
这样的一个主题也需要我们用一年的时间来研讨并且能够完全理解。
in the coming weeks and months, we will be reminding you and expounding upon this theme.
在今后的几个星期、几个月里面，我们要继续的提醒大家，同时也是详细的来解释这样的一个主题。
Let us commit ourselves as individuals to understand and to follow Christ's command to walk in Christ, for Jesus is worthy of centering your life around.
让我们就是立下心志来理解并且来跟随这个保罗的命令，去行在基督里，因为耶稣基督是完全配得我们生活的中心。
As congregations, Mandarin, Cantonese, and English, let us commit ourselves to understand and to follow Paul's command to walk in Christ Jesus, because Jesus is worthy of centering your life around.
所以国语堂、粤语堂和英文堂我愿意来倡导，让我们立下心志来理解并且是跟随保罗的教训，就是行在基督里，因为耶稣基督他真是配得我们生命的中心。
As a church, CBCGL, let us commit ourselves to understand and to follow Paul's command to make Christ, to walk in Christ, for Jesus is worthy of centering our life around.
那对于整个教会，作为整个教会，让我们也是一起来立下心志，我们就是来理解并且跟随保罗的教训，让我们一起行在基督里，因为耶稣他是配得我们生命的中心。
Since Jesus is worthy of centering your life around, guard your walk in Christ.
因为耶稣基督是配得我们生命的中心，因此让我们就是谨守警醒，在新的一年里面行在基督里。
Do not let competing values replace Christ as the center of your life.
不要让其他的价值观成为我们生命的中心，代替基督。
Do not be deceived, no matter how attractive they are, in the end they lead to death.
不要被其他的东西所迷惑，不管他们是如何的，就是有诱惑性，他们到最后都只能带来死亡。
And do not let the way in which you walk in Christ become about who you are and what you do, but about who God is and what He has done already for you.
也不要让行在基督里变成你自己的这个行为，或者是你会成为什么样的人，而是要把行在基督里最后变成神在你生命中间的作为，神是怎么样的一个恩典。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will take your faulty imperfect life and still bring you into glory.
他会把你有问题的生活生命带走，把你带到他基督的荣耀里面去。
We sang, is your all on the altar a sacrifice laid? The hymn, is your all on the altar a sacrifice laid?
OK, 我们刚才的诗歌里面就谈到你这个在耶稣的祭坛上面。
In one sense, this is a very good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
But in another sense, it's a very disturbing question.
在但是从另外一个角度的话，也是一个非常容易引起迷惑的问题。
Who among us has ever laid everything on the altar of sacrifice?
在我们中间有谁把我们身心所有的一切都放到这个祭坛上面呢？
If that's your standard, then you live in despair.
如果是这样的一个标准的话，那我们真是很绝望。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
And you can trust Him to take faulty people who never have completely pure motives and still bring us into His glory. Praise God.
神是信实的，赞美神，因为他就是有这样的能力，把我们不完全的这个身体生命带走，带进他的荣耀里面去。
Otherwise, none of us would ever make it.
如果不是这样的话，我们中间没有一个人能够能够达到这样的标准。
So guard your walk in Christ through faith.
所以说我们要谨守行在基督里，就是靠我们的信心。
I leave you with one very simple question that I borrowed from somebody else.
我想最后就是给大家留下一个简单的问题，我从别人那儿学到的。
I leave you to ponder this question.
我就是希望你能够来思考这样的问题。
How then shall we live?
那我们应该如何活呢？
How then shall we live?
我们的生活应该是怎么样的？
Amen.
Amen.